It's the same thing in early sobriety. You're sort of euphorically discovering new things all the time, and you're pink cloud, having enough pink cloud moments, enough happy up moments, upswing moments, where you are so excited for every new day because it's going to get better and better, and it really does, and it is, and it does get better and better. And then some days you have a bad day, and you go, oh, I don't want any bad days. I don't want any bad days. I want it all to be sunshine and roses, because you know what? I got sober, goddammit. And I'm continuing to be sober, and I'm continuing to go through the brand new mall that just opened around the corner from my house yesterday and look at all of the newly imported wine that was not available here before. And I'm looking at that wine, and all I think is, oh, I can serve that at a catering event. I don't think I'm bringing it home to drink. I know I'm not. Can you hear the sort of whine in my voice, though? The whine. W-H-I-N-E? Can you hear me whining? And then I had a super busy weekend last weekend. I did not get any time off. I had a big event. And then this week was super busy, and I had an assistant come in. And then it stopped. It stopped yesterday at about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And then I sort of pitch off the cliff, and I have a bath and have some takeout dinner and have a big sleep. I slept 12 hours last night. And I woke up this morning and I just thought, should I bake something? Should I cook? Should I test a new recipe? Nah, I don't feel like it. Which is sort of like in sobriety, right? You have a little bit of a lull and you think, well, should I do some excavation? Should I do some work? Should I figure out what makes me tick? Should I read some more sober stuff? And you go, meh, I don't feel like it. I don't feel like doing the work that's required to do this today. And yet, unlike catering, you can't let this one go. You can't let this the work on sobriety, the plugging back in, the checking the emails, the reading the blogs, the posting the blogs, the writing the blogs, for me, the follow-up with the emails. This is how I have figured out how I stay sober. And so, yeah, I don't drop that ball. I do have days where I do less. Clearly, I have days where I do a lot less than other days. And today is, in fact, one of those days where I'm doing very little, like incredibly very little. I did manage to shower and get dressed. I did not go outside today. And I did not cook any meals. My husband has been preparing all of the food of the leftovers in the fridge from catering this week. So, and from the brand new mall that just opened around the corner, that we got takeout enchiladas, which was very exciting. Super exciting, in fact. Makes me want to go back there tomorrow. What's the point of this? The point of this is that sometimes there's no point. Some days, some hours, and some moments, you'll wonder what the point of being sober is. And you'll be hard-pressed to come up with a reason why it's worth it, when really, what you are is bored, tired, burnt out, overwhelmed. The solutions to this is not alcohol. You don't add a problem to a situation to try to solve a problem. If the problem is boredom, you don't add the problem of alcohol to it. If the problem is